Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to
I've been checking for you for a minute. You play your cards right, I may let you slide in it. You know that goddess is like the Genesis, and it's just beginning. I bet you when you feel it, it be a real feeling, that sexual healing. But since we in this club, my nigga, what you tipping? I know you see me stripping, just keep them dollars slipping. This space age pimping ain't never been done before. No whale coming through the door. They hear them out to get it, gotta let them up. Criticize the game, how you criticize the hoe? That money come, you already know she gotta go.
Would you kill for me?
Jacking on my flow. Rippin' Jackson like Michael. They GTA on the Bible. They talking libel. Tell me why they talking libel. But back to you cashing out on this ass. I'm the first, but all my life I came last. Yeah, I'm shaking, but I ain't salty. Hand me downs as a kid, how you gonna fault me? If I'm on this pole, take that money off hoe. We all gonna get old. What you coming here for?
What you coming here for?
What you coming here for? What you coming here for?
New day, new age.
This shit together with Gator gone.
Come here, you little black bitch. But your ass belongs to me. I tell you what you can and can't do with it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I didn't say I was leaving.
Shut up! Now you whores, sit down. I want to talk to you. Anybody thinking about leaving here is going to find my left foot square up their ass. Do you understand it?
Got it!
Shut up, you junkie whore! I'm talking to you.
No, well.
Those two bitches that left. They better learn to sell pussy in Iceland, because if I ever see them again, I'm gonna cut their fucking throat.
I've been getting to the bread, rolling up the dough. Not prepared if a red, keep it on the low. I ain't heard what a bitch said, let a nigga know. In the mouth of bed, getting head, you a dead hoe. If the combo ain't about a check, what you talking for? You get no wrong face, I got some shooters and they aiming at your next boy. Like the hoop was on the NY next boy. Every bet never lose.
When I call you, I want you to come out there and shake your asses proper. You hear? Huh? Now get out there and make it look good. And okay, I'll take that fucking jacket off. Move it.
Got it, the name. Got it. I can never be a lame. I just want the money, let these bitches have the fame. I've been winning since the beginning, I ain't got a plan. Got it, the name. Nah, we are not the same. Like trash, little bitch, get dumped. Dumped. Take you out.
out on the streets, away, the police called the meanest in Pasadena.
Two brothers,
to stop
12
gang
old,
members
were
demanding
were
payment
to death
from residents trying to park in their own garages.
Down.
Therefore, he's
the
asking the court
gone to, a Halloween
to ban
party.
The public
when they left,
use
they were
of walkie-talkies, pages,
by men
and cell phones
vehicle.
In a five-block
area
of North
Pasadena. But so far, they have no suspects.
Back in the day, niggas had their territory of war. Now it's 1995 and it's just going too far. Because I'm tired of waking up and hearing niggas die. I even have remorse when there's a murder on the block. Shit, the only reason niggas wear fly shit is to mama run and over swap me and get at bitches. Tell the truth why y'all is rosé. Because they always getting pussy, ain't no need for masturbating. But if we was all big gangsters on this earth, we wear kind, khaki, cocaine white t-shirt, gray ponytails. Mobbing on your mission, let your gang be known. But don't set strip, represent, pistol on your side, say fuck po-po. We the hardest motherfuckers hopping up and down for the road. Recline your feet back, smoke a bat, keep the song. If dogs and cats got along, we wouldn't be guilty. Killing for no reason, it ain't worth it. I ain't getting no paycheck for a murder. I ain't working for it no more, but I protect my blood and my stomping ground. Anybody disrespect my people, it's a must, I lay you down. That's how it goes in the city of the road. This is my roots, digging down every day. Hanging with different homies, what's the news, Damo? You want some drink, I got the dank.
I ain't got no win.
Alright, I got a 10 on the tank. I ain't got 5 on it, I got an ounce. Now we do deep, rolling down the road, banging moat bounce.
Hey, Lou, you got some bitches?
I know some big males, we treat them right, they'll cook us dinner, even do our pigtails. Don't deceive them, girl, that's what they hate. Just treat them like an enemy, who's your selling in the state. Give them respect, and you get respect back, G. If we wanna all get along, that's how we gotta act.
Victim to drive-by.
I'm always bringing fear, but I don't set fear anymore.
I'm tired of seeing my homeboys die. With tears in his mother's eyes. Yeah. To my niggas east side and west side, and it. Set scissors. Shit ain't working, homie. Time to show some love for they double OD.
No, no more.
We need to get together, you know what I'm saying? And I'm out.
Whether
I leave it. But easy, my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and Felizzi because it's easy. Turn tables with these rookies, these rookies don't want to see me. Crippled off a triple, my nickels so take it easy.
You heard what they said about your boy, yours flows are sick. He's like cancer HIV when he spit what he spit. It's real spit that he spit, hit you with a spit and he split. But sometimes he get funny, so with a nifty spit that he spit. Shit, no matter what you cut, he's just one of the top 10. He won't say it, but I think he better than most men. But when you see him in show, don't from the engine to full of coco. With some of the sickest folk, but I love it when he blows slow though. Oh, that shit about your chick, he ain't really for show though. But yo ho for no dough, she love giving a bro bro. Hey yo bro, he seen you in the back standing solo. You feeling him so-so, but you the only one going budo with studo. So when you see him rolling in that lolo in slow-mo, and you pushing the 86 bobo, well you know, you got the look, but no photo. Now take a photo, and use the same for part of your promo. So I'm easy, so cheesy, my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Comparisons with these people, these rookies don't want to see me. Crippled off the triple, my nickel, so take it easy. Twilight easy, but cheesy, my easy, I keep it crazy. Keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Comparisons with these rookies don't want to see me. Crippled off the triple, my nickel, so take it easy. Your styles are like CDs you see, and the shit is aight. But when you buy the CD, it's only one song that you like. But my shit stays tight, the Virgil twists the dice. Don't get it twisted if you miss it, the number's listed, aight. I leave the keys in the face, Nicki Minaj from the waist down. Love the fear, come and love more when she face down.
Hey, that's the wrong verse, man.
My bad.
Alright, go.
I drink a little, I drink a little bit too much. I'm living my life on the edge of a razor, flip on my son with a new touch. So body, body, I like the party, but I'd rather be dipping a dip and taking a sip, you haters know me. A lyricist, I am and I'll be the greatest. Maybe that's a little bit too much to say, but who do you know that can say this? Cause I can kick it slow, I can get a little bit faster. Set this on to pick up the pace and watch this girl like cancer. While easy, so cheesy, my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Comparisons with these vocals, these rookies don't wanna see me. Trip it off the triple, my nickel, so take it easy. But she's in my lazy, I keep it crazy. Keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Depends what these rookies, don't wanna see me. Grip it off a triple, my nipples don't take it easy. When she smiling at ball like I ain't got skills or something. Like after all this bullshit, we gon' be best friends or something. Like I'ma watch your back and say, dog, don't worry about nothing. But I'm the drama you give when you be acting wild in front. I think that, no fuck that, I know I'm better than you. I flip it, get shit with these brothers who fit harder than you. So you better think about what you think you're ready to do. Cause after this, I'ma do those rookies that be running with you. Cause y'all been barking for 3 years and y'all ain't bitch shit yet. You fucking with illusions cause I ain't feeling real shit yet. I dismantle clicking labels without breaking the sweat. See, I got money out the game, but it's about some respect. Transform the devil, wait, niggas be loving that shit. Hit the studio with scratch and banging out hits. Taking MCs all the way back down to diapers and tits. Look in my eyes so you can see how shitty I get. So I'm easy, for cheesy, my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Transitions with these vocals, these rookies don't want to see me. Crippled off a triple, my nipples will take it easy. Quality, so cheesy, my easy, I keep it greasy. Keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Transitions with these vocals, these rookies don't want to see me. Crippled off a triple, my nipples will take it easy. Quality, so cheesy, my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Transitions with these vocals, these rookies don't want to see me. Crippled off a triple, my nipples will take it easy. Quality, so cheesy, my easy, I keep it greasy. Keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Transitions with these vocals, these rookies don't want to see me. Crippled off a triple, my nipples will take it easy.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Thought them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah. Hip-hop. Hip-hop.
Turn it down, turn it down,
turn it down, turn it
down, turn it down, turn it.
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
Hey, huh?
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
West Coast Wednesday, True West Radio. What the fuck is up? Yeah, man, I had to throw my nigga in there, man. My nigga Twilight, that last song, man. Rest in peace. We been together ever since we were like little children, you know what I mean? My nigga up there, I told him to knock on God's door. Knock on God's door and let him know that, you know what I'm saying, we need some help down there. That's what I always say. You lose somebody, I always be like, look, you up there by God, knock on that dude's door, tell him we need some help down there. Tell him to spread to the True West and all my people that's down with me. See, that's a couple of dollars, you know what I'm saying? Just so we can make it work, you know what I mean? But rest in peace, Twilight, you know what I'm saying? Miss you, I love you. I got my folks up in the building. Mr. Edward.
What's good with you, ladies and gentlemen?
And we also got his brother, 86.
What it do, what it do, yes sir.
And of course we got Sweet Pea. I don't know how long I can hold that pea. I want to try to do that shit for like a little while, you know what I'm saying?
You must have been asking one tonight. You know, you can't hold it.
Jojo Loco. Hey, and of course the goddamn sound effects don't work tonight.
Oh, they do
that shit every time.
That took what I was about to say, just record just Sweet Pea one time and then you could just punch it in there. Boom, Sweet Pea.
You know what? I think I'm going to do that shit.
Yeah, you could just drag it out how long you want, you know.
I mean, that shit be going to
be... They're going to be like, what?
What the fuck this nigga talking about? Beep. Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
So,
what it does,
that's
all
with Twilight.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I had a question. That's the one with the Rolls Royce sample? The one with Twilight?
No, the one with the, that was Lunatic. It's okay, crazy, because, okay, you know, he a blood dude from Pasadena, right? Mm-hmm. But I've been knowing him since he was 14. I actually recorded that song when he was 16.
Mm-hmm. What song?
I Hate You and You Hate Me. I did. Yeah, I did that when he was like 16, 17 years old, something like that. Don't get me lying. I got three brain cells.
Yeah. Yeah, that's dope.
But it was a cool song because he really did break that shit down to where it's like, you know, just because he a blood and I was a Crip, you know, he just, you know, he put it out there and a whole lot of people liked that fucking song. And I saw it, I was like, damn, I ain't played this in a while. Then I had some of my niggas, they were singing on there, so. But that's yeah. Lunatic. That's my brother, man.
You know what's funny about this, though? The difference for me is that, like, it's crazy how you hear about people have to roll on, like, their cousin's neighborhood and stuff like that. I mean, like, down here, even if they was different, it was like, all the people I know, like, you get your ass beat if you go against your real family. Like, people used to have to really put all kind of stuff to the side. Like, even the north side, south side stuff, that was the same down here in Houston. But they used to have to put that shit to the side when it comes to family. But not with that. I didn't have to do it.
You know the thing about beef that people don't really understand is like, okay, just say for instance, if I know JoJo was a fuck up motherfucker because he closer to me than any of y'all. So if I just knew JoJo was a fuck up motherfucker and he say, scratch, these niggas tripping. Come on down here. You know what I'm saying? I might show up, but what's going to happen? But at the same time, I know JoJo's a fucker.
I'm going to shoot somebody.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if I know, like he is a 100 motherfucking true west motherfucker. He says, scratch these niggas tripping, come down here. Nigga, I'm on the next thing smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, you know, what was that, that old thing the motherfucker say, the boy that cried wolf. When motherfuckers, they fuck around, they be there snorting some shit. Now they try to get some help because they about to get fucked up. You know. But that's the thing, it's crazy because, you know, even after, you know, getting older and wiser and understanding situations, it don't matter if a nigga red, blue, black, white, masculine, depending on who it is. I'm coming to help you. You get what I'm saying? So, when he made that song, it really made me feel good.
Well, yeah, I get it. Because if you a bullshit-ass nigga, I don't want nothing to do with you. And I tell my cousin, don't come over here with that bullshit. Come on, we got to go. No, nigga. I know what type of shit you be on.
You'll be surprised on how many bullshit motherfuckers is right up under your nose.
No, because I'm telling you, my real family, that's the only time we see them. When they done picked up some bullshit and you don't see them no other time, act like you don't see me now, motherfucker.
I hear you. But we gonna change it up. 86, Mr. Edwin, what the fuck's up with y'all?
Shoot, man, I'd like to say a happy heavenly birthday to Tupac.
Oh, yeah. How the fuck I'm gonna get that?
June 1, 71.
Oh, I've been saying happy birthday to Tupac all day and blowing for him at the same time.
Man, you know what? I meant to bring that up in the beginning of the motherfucking show.
I'm about to light my
feet. Oh, no trip. We get right up. You know what? We got two for two. We gonna two for Tupac out this motherfucker. What? Man, y'all got me fucked up. Nigga, watch this, nigga. Let me bang some of my nigga shit. Nigga, I meant to say that in the beginning of the show. I'm fucked up, man. I got you, though. Watch this. Hold on. I'm trying to see what I want to play, man.
At this point in time, while he's getting his music together, you should be rolling up. About to smoke up.
I rolled up. I rolled up like a motherfucker. I rolled up. I'm getting ready, nigga. I want to play my favorite shit first or not. Yeah, I'm gonna play my right. You know what? I'm gonna put this on first. Man, happy birthday to my nigga, man. Love you. Miss you. This, oh damn. It's on. Here we go. Check this out.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gon' do it like this. That's how you ready. Check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10s. The shit's never end. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Daddy got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad health, my voice excels from the avenue to jail cells. Oh my god, I'm dropping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at the christening.
Motherfucking bitch,
yeah.
What
yeah.
You gonna do with it,
yeah.
Tupac?
Yeah,
where the motherfucking dogs at? Throw your motherfucking middle finger. We
yeah.
Gonna do this shit like you. I thank the Lord for my many blessings. Going to stress and keep a back from protection. From the battle of a sinner weapon. And all my niggas in the pen, here we go again. Ain't nothing separating us from my message. Born in the ghetto as a hustler. Hold up, a straight soldier. Fucking at the busters, no matter how you fuck. Niggas never die. We just retaliate with hate until we multiply. You see me strike another pop. Can't hold us. Driving like a motherfucker, living like I wanna. It ain't no stopping at the red light. I'm sideways, dog like motherfucker, crawl. Hey, let the cops put their lights on. Chase me, nigga, zigzagging through the freeway. Race me, nigga, in a high speed, safe with the law. The realest motherfucker that you ever saw.
Don't.
Look at this Death Row West Side, nigga. Fuck them all. West Side, nigga.
Get your cash
West
on,
side.
Nigga.
Rubber
niggas close their eyes, seeing dreams in they sleep, death row.
Don't fall asleep, nigga, don't fall asleep. Eyes open,
sleep
wide open.
Get your cash on, nigga. Rubber niggas close their eyes,
seeing staring at me like an infrared, nigga.
Fall asleep.
Pictures of plenty, sipping my glass full of Henny. Hands on my semi, automatic kill for pennies. Approach for contact, cause I'm live, I multiply. Soon as I open fire, niggas die with open eyes. Scared to take a nap, it's a trap. A long maze, dreaming of getting stacks, making scratch the wrong way. What the song say, we murder motherfuckers daily. Blackout, blow the track out, my lyrics never fail me. I inhale strong weed to release the stress. Deliver the bomb shit from the east to west. Like, yeah, yo, niggas pull out when I face up.
If you peep, up a niggas close their eyes, seeing dreams and they sleep. But don't fall asleep, yeah. Don't fall asleep. You can get your cash on, nigga. If you peep, up a niggas close their eyes, seeing dreams and they sleep. But don't fall asleep. Now in this life I'm leading, I try to see, but I fail. I'm thinking I should have listened when that teacher was teaching my bells. Through life with more $3 than the book you give me, but the school I played the fool, I probably should have took a Disney. Now I'm in a position.
I try to let you know about the Badlands. So now I'm in your town to get
if you peep, other niggas close they eyes, seeing dreams and they sleep, but don't fall asleep, don't fall asleep. We can get your cash on, nigga, if you peep, other niggas close they eyes, seeing dreams and they sleep, but don't fall asleep.
Don't go to sleep, nigga. Don't go to sleep. Outlaws, nigga. Outlaws. Motherfucking MOB. Money over bitches. Bullets to the tricks. You know what time it is, nigga. Don't go to sleep. Bad boy killer. There's no one realer. My B killer. You know X killer. All you niggas die in your motherfucking sleep.
Go ahead and close your eyes, motherfucker. You sleeping on them.
Hey, before I play this next song, that nigga Pockets and Wonder, baby, I used to hate Bad Boy like a motherfucker because of that nigga. That nigga, boy, he had me turned up. Every motherfucker thing that we did.
Don't fall asleep, nigga. Everybody
down. He keeps coming back. The thing about it is, he made me hate Bad Boy like a motherfucker. I got some Bad Boy songs that we did. I'm going to have to play them, but I got to play my favorite shit, man. My favorite freestyle, you know what I'm saying? Y'all done heard it a million times, you know what I mean? But I love this shit, man. This is my nigga,
Pop.
Tupac.
I'm in the studio drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. All my dogs out there raising hell, just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail, all the police wanna rag and tail, not knowing that I stacked my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure is pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Tell them, yo, my military be prepared for the buffer. Similar to bitches to carry, get you near me. We rushing visions to overpack prisons. Being into niggas, thugs, living depression. Restrapped, so hope they don't tell us. They polar heater, ammunition and quakes. Shh, move it out of sound, as we slide down. Pistols and blicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, be going to suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me balling, officiated in this misbehavior. Cop the cops, 4-5, snatching niggas' pages. Labor the mark, soon as we start, it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, who the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man, I follow no man. Nigga got my own plan, in my hand got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get. Player hating bastards. Me and my clique so legit. We keep a 50 on us. Niggas know you can't touch us. When they get to come against us, these niggas be defensive. It's business. Knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick, and though we rip whole crews, niggas snoop. We came through drinking 22s of brew, and though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit. I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique. Castro, when he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provide shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young noble. Bring a soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for West Side. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke this to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on. I splashed on niggas, well I dash on niggas. Once I mash these figures, I'll be bad a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow, just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus, a BMW, I trouble you, throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star. Rockin' the grooves, niggas, where you at? Where you are is the back and the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a jet inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking endo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6. 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home, I got a MO. What did I say? I'm mini 14. My double R, ride with my clue. Ride with my crew, you don't have a clue. Nigga, when we coming for you, we hit the house of blues, acting like fools. My nigga Fatal, put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest, nah, baby inside his belly, nah. It was back in belly, they told him don't bring that gas out of his belly. I say, yo, Fatal, what are you crazy? Niggas pissing outside the front. Niggas saying, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rose, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was still in the back. Took it on some Hennessy, I just did a dope-ass show. Them niggas always remember me, came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no, I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets. Count, came out, rapping and stealing, making 5. Motherfucker records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me, Tupacalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots, fuck the cops. Well, I stopped, I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me, but it's my dick. Bad boy, you're the Fuji. Y'all niggas will never stop me, never drop me, never make me fall. Me, Tupacalypse, all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation. After I'm dead, they'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it. You know, I spit the game so clear it's plain on it. You know, when I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me, kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
West, sir, this Ill Gates and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
And we back with it.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio's on.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hevlove.
My girl Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my
nigga? This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that.
None of that
Play-Doh. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet Pea with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
True West Radio. Motherfucker. Let's go Wednesday, man. That's how we get down, man. Let's get it, man. I'm hyped, man. I just want to let y'all know that I got to shoot a video on Friday, so depending on... you know, how fast I get back. I'm like, we might not have a show on Friday. I'm gonna see if I can do that shit from the car, you know what I mean? If I can do the shit from the car, it's on, but I ain't never tried it. Maybe I might try it tomorrow just to see if I can do it from the car, you know, or just do it from my phone, but you know what I'm saying? We back in the building. To West Coast Wednesday. Mr. Everywhere. We also got...
What's going on?
Hey, we got... Wait, hold on. I'm going to sweep you later. We got JoJo Loco, True West.
Hey, Scratch, hey, you and Ren, y'all still friends?
Huh?
I said, you still cool with MC Ren?
Yeah.
Okay, happy birthday, MC Ren.
True.
I didn't want you answering the phone for him, too.
Yeah, man. I forgot about this whole day. It's just it's a wild ass day. Too many things happen in this day. Good things, bad things, birthdays. Oh, but I ain't through with the Tupac shit. I got some more shit. I got some more shit. I'm fucking with y'all. I love that shit. That was my coronavirus song I never dropped. I may blame it on the alcohol, but I never dropped the song.
You remade it?
Yeah, that's blame it on the alcohol, the music back there. I just remade the song. Listen, watch this.
Damn, you did that by ear?
Oh, me? No, I just know the song. I know the song. That was one of my favorite shit. So when I made the song, I just played it over. It sounded a little different than the original, but then I changed it over because the only thing I want to do is this part right here. Right. That's the only part I want to do over. I was like, that's the part I want to do. I was like, damn, I want to do that. Everything else is making. Huh?
I said, that's pretty damn good, old man. I'll be giving you
the line. Thank you. That's what I want to hit. I want to hit that part. That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my coronavirus song. I never released it, so if that shit ever pop back up again, I'm gonna release it with the same goddamn beat. Anyway, it's a crazy ass point, man. My nigga Tupac. My nigga Nate. Hey. Oh, hold on. Let me see. I'm gonna have to find some of that deep, 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 deep shit. Hold on. We can still, y'all can talk. I'm looking for something. I'm getting ready to play some shit.
Oh, I was trying to hear what else you had to say about today.
Y'all might well get ready for the gun ban. It's coming.
What's that mean?
Yeah, they finna have a gun ban. They done had a world record on mass shootings in the last, 30 days?
Well, they're not gonna be able to do that shit, bro. What was it, the Second Amendment? You got the right to bear arms? Now, see, the motherfuckers who's bearing arms in their house, if they feel like they gotta take their arms out their house and put it in their pocket and go to the store, that's what they gonna do. That's all it is. Them motherfuckers, they lifted the assault rifle ban out here in Cali. So now we can have assault rifles.
They gonna flip that again, I'm telling you. They didn't have too many going on in the last 30 days. Boy, it's been a world record. It's the most in the history of America.
So
what
you
looking like?
Civilized people ain't out there killing up a gang of motherfuckers. Motherfuckers is killing up. You know what? It ain't even like gang violence right now. You get a couple of those here and there. But it's like, nigga, I've been working for y'all for all these fucking years, and y'all gonna lay me up? All right, I'll be back, you motherfuckers. And he kill up a gang of motherfuckers. That's what that shit is, my nigga. That's what that shit is. All these motherfuckers, people getting laid off, they know they need these motherfucking jobs, but guess what? They get laid the fuck up like, nigga, so I ain't got no job. And I'm laid off, I'm getting ready to come kill all y'all motherfuckers. I remember you stole my chicken out the refrigerator. Whatever the fuck. That's the way it was a nigga in the firehouse. He worked at the fire department. And him and this dude had beef. He went up there and shot that nigga, killed him, and killed the fire captain. The captain went to his house, burned the house down with himself in there. All this shit is postal. This shit is postal. If you got strikes under your belt, you tend not to do things that's getting ready to be outlandish to where people, okay, either you ready to die or you getting ready to be in jail for the rest of your life. That's all I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not the... Wait a minute, hold on. I remember this. It's not the gun to kill people. It's people to kill people. You could be the most sanest motherfucker in the world right now and say, yeah, I just got a gun. But all it takes is for one little snap and then your ass getting ready to go and shoot some motherfucker or some motherfucker up.
I remember somebody was saying that they can make people undergo psychological testing before buying guns, and they were saying, oh no, that's going to take too long and blah, 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 and it's going to cost the government too much money.
Sweepy, your psychological ain't got nothing to do with buying a gun. It's about your background. Now, if they do a background check on you and they find out that you mentally disturbed or some way like that, of course they're not gonna give you the gun. You got unstable. You got the smartest unstable motherfuckers in the world. That motherfucker got a clean ass record, and his whole intention on buying a gun is to go and shoot this motherfucker over here. This is something that can never be controlled no matter what. They're gonna rather take amendment off the goddamn chart to where nobody can have a gun. Okay, if that's the case, the police can't have a gun either.
If they
would have
took that extra time and sent over people, I'm sure they will find out more than they know now.
Peep Gang, I got some. This is the deepest shit I ever wrote right now. This is the deepest shit I ever wrote. So, if the police can't have no guns, and the police show up, what the fuck you think is getting ready to happen if nobody got no guns?
You missing the point.
You're not answering the point. If the police didn't have no gun, and 30 police show up, and we got 100 motherfuckers right here, and the police show up and they ain't got no gun, what is
it? It'll never happen.
I know.
They
I'm just saying.
People like you and me without guns.
I'm thinking hypothetically.
They gonna show up with that goddamn it that new Raptor, goddamn it, that damn what about 30 passenger damn tank, they gonna run your house over.
But they can't, okay, look, they got tasers and batons. It is us versus them. Do you think that motherfucker us is getting ready to run from niggas who ain't got guns? The only reason why they don't be fucking with police the way they want to is because they got guns. If you shoot that taser, you can miss me. You can have that baton, and all the police become bitches after that. All the police become bitches after that, bruh. I'm just saying. Are you with me? You feel what I'm saying?
Scratch, well, you from Compton, Scratch, so you ought to know about
no,
the damn
I'm from South Central. I'm from South Central. 75th and Central. I'm from South Central.
Well, you know how that battering ram with that tank came into play.
I don't give a fuck about that. If they ain't got no gun, they can run that motherfucker any house they want to. So if the police don't have no gun, who winning? Niggas scared of police because they got guns. They got guns. They can shoot you from a distance. They can blast you. They can take your life. I'll give him a taser and a motherfucker baton. What the fuck do you think is getting ready to happen? Everybody's going
to
be whooping their ass.
They can do anything to you. And nothing is going to happen to them. Fuck a gun, they can break your goddamn eye socket, break your arm, break your leg. All kinds of shit they do to people.
The boy I'm getting at, take their guns. Because, you know, in Europe, over there in England, the police don't even carry guns. They don't have guns on them.
Yeah, you can't get caught with one either. They're trying to give you a life sentence.
You'll get hung like the, you'll get stressed like the 10 freeway. But look, though, this is the point that I'm getting at over everything. If all the police didn't have no guns. All they had was tasers and clubs. Who you think will win? The police or the niggas on the street? Y'all can call in 323-642-1597. Call in. Let me know who the hell will win if the police didn't have guns. They need guns. Because that's what niggas are scared of. If them motherfuckers say right now, no police can have no guns. They can just have tasers and billy clubs. Oh, this shit will be fucked up.
But that's the thing. Back to what he was saying. They trying to keep people like me and you from having guns. And I feel like that shit is fucked up because I don't have no mental health shit on my record. Nor do I have any crimes.
So you wouldn't even...
shit like that, yeah. It's a bunch of them on
If you couldn't get your own weapon because it's in the Constitution and you wouldn't try to get one, you wouldn't get one off of the street if you could have something that ain't registered to you?
Yeah, either that or I'm getting the hell out of this country. I might as well go somewhere else.
That
you might not even be here. You can't protect your damn self. And
you
people
got,
just run up in the house and all of that, like they do.
You got the right to bear arms. The motherfuckers didn't say if they was legal or not. So if I got an illegal gun and somebody run up in this motherfucking studio, I'm going to put something so hot in this motherfucking ass, they're going to say that's an illegal weapon. But this nigga ran up in my spot. He ran up in my spot, my privacy, my yard. I might.
Well, see,
I'm going to be the
I
one
that... I want to leave my name on it because I know if they gonna, somebody come through my door, I'm going to shoot it. And they're going to look at it and do what they got to do. They got to give it back.
If I got a legal weapon, illegal weapon, I'm going to bust. And that's just going to be it. And I'm going to be like, I gotta run. I'll be waiting for the police to get it. Here you go. Yes, illegal weapon. But I ain't got no bodies on it. I'm good.
It was his. He dropped it and I shot him with it.
Right. Type of shit. Man, that motherfucker came
sure
in.
Make sure you grab his hand and make sure you get his fingerprints on it.
Get the fingerprints on it. No, I be sweating so hard. I make sure I put some water on it like I'm sweating. I don't know if it's fingerprints, but he came in there with this motherfucker. I overpowered. He came at me. I blasted his ass. Then I turned all my cameras off in the studio. You saw him come through my door. Yeah. But in any case, man, I need some more of my nigga shit. I need some more of my nigga shit.
For those kids that's listening and all that, please don't try this at home.
You burnt out like a motherfucker. Yeah, please don't try this out because this is...
Hell yeah, they'd be like, well, King Scratch told me too. He said bust on him.
King Scratch, they told you.
That's
got
why
you.
I had to clarify that. Like, don't try this out.
And you know you my brother and I love you.
Back in the day, NWA made me do it. Rock and roll made me do it.
It's definitely levels to it. I had to learn how to shoot. I had to learn how to throw a knife first. I had to shoot cans down with a BB gun. Then I could shoot the real gun. So I didn't just pick up a gun. Somebody taught me, children. And you still don't touch them. Not sure if don't touch them.
Hey, did y'all see that incident? The guy just got his gun permit and shot his homeboy in the neck the day after he got his gun permit. So they had to take his gun and his permit from him. And then
another guy,
he got called to his next door neighbor. He did a home invasion in Georgia.
Hey, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. He was like, I'm going to get this gun from him
and
I'm going to shoot this nigga because he didn't pay
me
my money. He wanted his money. He got his gun from me and shot his ass. That's what he did.
You know what it is to be like, nigga, I'm going to shoot your ass. And you ain't got no gun. You don't know if I got a gun. Them motherfuckers go and get the gun. Nigga, you ain't got no gun. Oh, I don't got no gun. Bam. Blast his ass.
So you telling me he went to classes and had somebody teach him to shoot and all that stuff just to get the thing took from him?
Wow. Yeah.
Know.
Wow.
It cost money, too.
Nigga take a class to shoot a motherfucker when you could just walk up and pull the trigger on. Wow. I'm going to take a class on how to shoot.
They're going to start doing our people out here in America like they do in the foreign countries. You shoot somebody with that right hand, they're going to cut that right hand off.
That's what, you know, I used to say that a long time ago. I guarantee you, no matter if you fuck around and nigga, if you rape a woman They cut the dick off. Bam. You castrate. You commit a crime. They usually, back then, they usually cut off the hand. Like, if you left-handed, they cut your left hand off. Because they know your right hand is weak. And if you right-handed, they cut your right hand off because they know your left hand is weak. So you can't really do shit. You know what I'm saying? With your left hand like you can with your right hand. So,
yep, yeah, if somebody that out here, you get convicted.
If they get that shit out here, too. Niggas will stop that shit. They be like, oh, you raped a woman? My dick. you, what it? My hand. Because I don't give a fuck who you are. If a motherfucker close, you could probably shoot a motherfucker with your left hand if you right-handed. But if you right-handed, that shit is way more accurate than you shooting with a left. And the goddamn, the cartridge fly out a different way. They make left-handed guns, too. So,
what?
I don't know. Yeah, they make left-handed guns. Left-handed guns.
Nigga, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
What
you
the fuck? My daddy is a psycho. That's why I never, he was like, you need to learn this. You're going to have to learn this. He's like, you never know when you're going to need this.
they got left-handed guns. So the motherfucking, the shell go out a different way than the right hand would.
Nah, he ain't take the time to tell me
all of that part. He told me how to use it, though, but he ain't tell me that he was telling me he wasn't buying no left-handed gun. I guess that's what he was telling me. It's just like when you got golf club. If you're a left-handed, if you play golf with the left, you got to get left-handed golf club. Because the right don't work the same way the left do.
Let me tell you something. I grew up
just
with
like
niggas, okay?
You got to get a left-handed mitt from a right-handed mitt.
Niggas
right.
Been turning me the other way and teaching me how to do shit and just turning me the other way. Ain't nobody bought me a special nothing. Not a pair of scissors, not a goddamn thing. And I mean that.
Everything left. It's like, my nigga Battle Cat is left handed.
You grow up with niggas, man.
Battle Cat is left handed, so when we used to be in DJ battles, he used to fuck it up with his left hand, but his right hand wasn't as good as his left hand. Just like me, I'm right handed, so I fuck it up with my right hand, but my left hand was just a little bit better than his right hand. Everything they got for anything. Yes, for left-handed people, they got something for it. You know what I mean? They got something for it. So don't think my like I say, my older brother, he left-handed. He awkward as fuck to me, but I love him. Hey, check this out, man. I gotta play this song, man. This True West Radio, man. West Coast Wednesday. I don't know if we're going to be on Friday. We're going to let y'all know. But if y'all are in the building, give us a call. 323-642-1597. I'm about to play the Summertime song. And a matter of fact, it's my nigga 9V. He going to be on the new Los Angeles video. But watch. I'll let y'all hear. Check it out.
Yeah, you just tuned in to KVOLT. 99.9 to get down. I'm your host for the evening. I'm King Scratch, you know what I'm saying? First 9 callers, y'all get free tickets to my barbecue. Right now, I got somebody special for you, you know what I'm saying? The homie 9-Bo, featuring Jay Brown and Venice Cheese. Call me up and let me know what y'all say, you know what I'm saying?
It's a beautiful day outside.
outside, yeah, it's the summertime. The weather is looking good, later on it's party time. You know how them folks do, Tran 9 canning it up. With scratch in the back on the grilly grill, queuing it up. Got food and drink, head man for everybody. This is a special day for my fam, bam, to come and party. What's up, side dog? You know your boy doing it big. Where's your fam? Bring your fam and smash it a shindig. No need to stop and get nothing, folks, we got it here. We got the Monge and Patron sitting right here. And Corona's on ice, we gon' do it all night. Cause ain't no party like a party till the nine. Do it right, that's how we do it every summer. Every time we get together like fam bam, it gets funner. And wonder, what would it be without that special time? Sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of your summertime. Growing up as a youngin' in the filthy streets of Harlem, where dudes had to pray for their life's homie to see tomorrow. It was a clear day, beautiful day around the way. Summertime LA, block parties, ladies, hey. There was the earliest good old days when we got together. Nobody hating on one another, we came together. Made it better for whoever you know when to come and party. Waited all year long, summertime to get naughty. Ladies, it's looking good, fellas doing their thing. Even got little ones run around, that's what's up, man. Having fun in the sun in a city that don't sleep. Something like New York, but Cali, y'all need to meet. And visit the city of angels with a heart set. Ain't nothing like brown pride on the west. We love that LA's finest is here, enjoying the sunshine. It ain't nothing like the madness around in the summertime.
Got my shades on, cooling in my drop top. Boys got my back, so you know we keep it hot. Keep it all around and looking fly nonstop. We for sure to get it popping tonight.
I've come along, the summer's almost over now. Let's take it back to day one and recap how it went down. Well, it was the early summer beginning when I seen her. I had to step to her, what's your name, oh Selena? Well, nice to meet you, Selena, I'm Mr. Ninevote. The one to represent one half of them kinfolk. The ones that hit you with shaking, shaking in VIP. Ladies night, the show to the side, remember me?
White linen, on a yacht party with fine women.
If you've never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my day and don't enter the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night
with you.
We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
PM and it's blazing hot. Look out the front window and the streets look like a parking lot. The swimming pool is filled to capacity. I got a quirk in my neck from all the ass that keep passing me. The DJ playing nothing but assassin songs. Girls dancing around in G-strings and thongs. Some homies getting their groove on. Some homies shooting pool. Some homies in the mix trying to keep cool. Ah, summertime in LA is the best. We party all night long over here on the west. When the sun goes down, we can move it to the inside and get wild and crazy without nothing to hide. One more slow run should hold us all night. Only 12 more hours until daylight. Having a good time, that's just what I do. When everybody feels the same when they come to my barbecue.
Plenty of drinking, all the food that you need. Bring some cups and just some buns, we got plenty of issues. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe they like
you.
We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Invited to a barbecue that started at 4. Running kinda late, better hit the store. Said they out of ice, scratch, need some more. Use the side gate, there's a note on the front door. Food stretched out on the table like a sports board. Tank top thongs and this booty galore. Homies playing bones to their favorite zap song. Ain't nothing like a party when the Cali sun's on, man. Traffic backed up on the block like a gridlock. Baby girl in the hills saving local parking spots. Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party is the backyard boogie barbecuing in the Cali shine. Homies out like life on stage, so you know it's summertime. Feel the breeze through the trees while I puff on these weeds. Cali indeed.
Plenty of drinking, all the food that you need. Bring some cups and just some buns, we got plenty of you. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. Drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and get some buns, we got plenty of. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Y'all might have to come out here because, hell, it's almost about to be summertime, so my barbecue might be cracking. Let me see. Candyman, where you at? Hold on, let me see if I can get Candyman.
Let the seat warm your back while you're rolling up a sack.
Can you be my co-pilot? On the way to the island, we can oil Long Island with the umbrellas inside.
I'm envisioning you dancing with me. You're so sexy to me. I'm envisioning you dancing with me. You're so sexy to me. This jam here is strictly for the sexy.
Mixer and master. Video production.
Website.
website,
graphic design,
EPK,
artist development,
DJ,
and much, much more. Special rates and discounts, studios
nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired of them whack dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Hip-hop. Hip-hop.
Turn up your Lamborghini
Mercy.
The hip-hop lives. You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This is Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop Deal Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. Let me clear my throat. No. True West Radio, we back in the building. If y'all online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. I played my barbecue. It's just ironic that Creepy said that I should do my barbecue part two of this song. I was like, So I'm on some shit right now, you know what I mean? Mr. Everywhere, 86. Creepy,
Yeah.
Put
JoJo on this one.
And then we also got Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Buddha Eye Promotion, Us Never Sleep, that's Arkansas, Alabama. Nah, see, that's the only thing.
Oklahoma, Texas.
Oklahoma, Texas?
The border.
Okay. I got it. So that's, I'm going to steal that nigga whole little line. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to steal that nigga line. I'm just going to say it myself. And he ain't even on this motherfucker. He got himself a shot.
I play music.
Yeah, I'm on here. And Sweet Pea is correct. Hey, we going, it's going down. True West Radio in the building. It's your brother, Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. Buddha Ali, what's going on, man? What's going on, y'all? Yeah, what's going on? Where you at the workout? I've been off, man. Just about three today. Hey, after you say all that shit, it sounds like you've been running.
You been ready for that Trumpkin?
Yeah, he tried to get them Trumpkins. Try to get the Trumpkins. Now you don't want to say that.
Shoot, man.
I'm back at you. I had to get out there now. What's going on? Oh, hey, that nigga Dodo said you was trying to get them crooked. Boy, y'all here.
I left him alone a long time ago.
Hey,
he had $500,000
worth of
the IRS and got a tax evasion. He left
his
trapped
alone. Yeah. That nigga said $500,000. Nigga, that's only about $30. Boy, y'all crazy.
It was like, we taking your taxes.
Wait a minute. Whose taxes they took?
That's your booty.
Everybody that went for the Trumpkin.
No.
Man, leave my nigga Buddha alone.
Hey, a woman told me that Bitcoin and that all that shit is the work of the devil.
Hey, I don't give a. You know what? I'm gonna tell you like this: ain't nothing like cash. If you send me some cash on my card, I'm with that. Don't send me no coins, nigga. Now, see, if it's on some John Wick shit...
What can you buy?
Nothing. Now, if it's on some John Wick shit, if it goes some John Wick shit and I go and put my coins on the desk, they be like, how you doing, Mr. Scratch? Your room is waiting. And the only thing you do is just flat out gold coin, nigga. I'm on some John Wick shit, my nigga. I ain't on no.
Hey, what about your boy? Who? Snoop Dogg is the new A&R or something at Def Jam now.
Oh, yeah, but, hey, I don't give a fuck. Snoop can't give me no coins. I'm supposed to see his ass this weekend. I think Scotty going down there. I don't think I'm going down there. I got to shoot a video for 2 days, so I don't know. And just to let y'all know, if I don't get home in time, it might not be, the crew might not be jumping down on Friday, depending on how fast I get home. If I get home, I don't care how tired I am, we're getting ready to jump on here, but if I don't get on by 6 o'clock, we might not have a crew. So I'm just letting y'all know, you know what I'm saying? Maybe tomorrow, well, I can't do it tomorrow because I got to roll out early in the morning.
Y'all shooting a video?
Yeah, we're doing a remix to Los Angeles.
Okay.
And we used the Outstanding. We remade Outstanding. And the cat in the Gap Band is actually going to be in the video. And we're going to the new SoFi Stadium. So we could probably record on the 50-yard line at SoCal Stadium. It's fucking up my dress attire, but you know what I'm saying? Because SoFi is the Rams and the Chargers. I like the Chargers, but I'm not a Rams fan. And I was going to wear my 49er uniform that day, so.
Oh, God damn. It's all West Side, baby. It's all West Side.
Hey, but look, that's a West Side shit if I had a 49er jersey in the middle of their field.
That is the West Side shit.
But like, yeah, nigga, 49ers up from there. Nah, so we don't know if that's getting ready to go down, but it's looking good. And I'm gonna have everything. I'm gonna be streaming live anyway. You know, everything that we do. So all y'all gotta do is go to my page, any page, and I have that shit streaming while we doing it.
So what happened to the Los Angeles Raiders? Are they still down there? Or they Oakland Raiders?
No, they Las Vegas Raiders.
Las Vegas.
Oh, Las Vegas now. Okay.
Yeah, them motherfuckers ain't been L.A. Raiders in 20 years? 15 years?
Damn.
Yeah, they up in Vegas now. Yeah. I wouldn't mind going to their stadium, but we doing Los Angeles. We ain't doing Las Vegas. And that's a crazy thought. How come Los Angeles is LOS and Las Vegas is LAS?
I want to know my whole life. I thought you had the answer, man.
Scratch, you don't know?
Nope.
Because the Los Angeles Lakers lost. And throw that in there for you.
Oh, shit. Hey, look, I don't think I'm going to do no video this week. I'm going to head up to your motherfucking house just for a headlock.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you riding back with Scotty D, huh? You riding back with Scotty, huh?
No, I'm catching a plane out there for that headlock. Them motherfuckers, I'm catching a plane, nigga. I got to get there quick. And you know them bushes next to your house? Watch them bushes next to your house, nigga.
Shit, we got wild hogs in the bush next to my
house. I'm just gonna say the wild hogs eat your ass up. I'm just gonna say that, okay. For the wild hog, man.
Okay.
Hey,
they gonna
okay.
Call them King Scratch, but that wild
okay.
Hog gonna scratch a hole in his
start,
ass.
If you start smelling pork, motherfucker, you know I'm there.
Them motherfucking wild hog bigger than motherfucking Cadillac, man.
Mm. Shit, better tell them. I don't go in the woods. I don't even go out at night.
And they low to the ground. Them motherfucking low to the ground and long as me. Them motherfuckers.
They almost big as your car. I seen one before.
Hell
they
yeah,
make a weird noise.
And,
they sound like an elephant.
He got Bigfoot in the backyard.
Come on in the wood. They out here. What you need? Whatever you need is out there.
I'm coming. If I'm in any kind of woods, I'm gonna have burners. I'm gonna be shooting motherfucking flies and mosquitoes and everything else.
Like, they gonna carry you off the mosquito. Mosquito gonna carry you out whenever you get when you get to sweat. Them motherfuckers will pay you a visit. Believe that.
I got a solution for that. I'm gonna come with a hazmat suit.
I got
a solution, man.
You get you some peppermint oil. Get the peppermint oil. Eucalyptus, lavender. You can mix them together if you want to. And you put that with another oil, or you spray it on you some kind of way. You'll have a force field around your ass. Until you start sweating, like Boot Ali said. When you start sweating,
the motherfucker gonna pay you a visit. You better believe that. Hey, what about Drake, man? Drake done bought a bed for $400,000. It's made out of stingray and horsehair. It's stingray level. Stingray to be in the water with horsehair. He bought a bed for $400,000. Talking about when you lay on it. It seems like you're on a flying carpet every time you lay down on it.
Oh, wow.
Well, how can I put it? I seen stingray boots. I seen shark skin boots. I seen stingray boots.
And they go storing that powder.
Oh, yeah. I feel you.
With
that fur, that horse fur.
When you start spending money on shit like that, and the day that you go broke, you start thinking about all the money, unnecessary money that you spent. I did not
I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been there. Woo! $400,000 for a bed made out of stingray out the ocean with horse hair. It was beautiful, though. It's a beautiful bed. Google it. It's a beautiful black bed. I used to work in that
house. How many homes can you buy with that, though?
When motherfuckers get an $1,800 stimulus check, and they feel like they rich as fuck, when that $1,800 go down to $1,000, you be like, all right, I got $1,000 left. When that $1,000 go down to $500, you be like, all right, I still got $500. When that $500 go down to $100, you got $100 left. The first thing you start thinking is, what did I spend this money on?
$3 a gallon. Gas, $3 a gallon. I'm going to tell you, that's hard to go.
If you started off with 18 and you down to $100, you gonna start thinking, what did I spend that $1,800, that $1,700 on?
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck, cause I be sitting up here, no matter how much money I got or how much money I make. If I start getting like on the lower end of the barrel, I'm like, what the fuck did I spend that shit on? So now you say, okay, well, I spent some money on that. I did that. I bought this. I bought that. I did this. I did that. But no matter what,
I'm buying everything I can pawn when I get broke.
That's what I'm saying. I can't pawn no beer unless I just start pissing in the bucket and be like, yeah, I want to pawn this.
What?
Hey, that piss selling though. Piss is selling. Because it's an antibiotic. Hey. A lot of people drinking their own piss. Where's Dr. Ali
at?
You know, they'll keep the door open.
No.
And pouring it on their feet.
I will tell my piss all day.
Me well, I'm going to say this. If you in the country, if you in the country, if you get bullnettle, if you run into some bullnettle, it got like little, like sort of like custom paper, they real invisible stickers that's on this plant. And if you rub against it, only way you can get it off is with piss.
Yeah. I would do that.
You
stuck
in your skin for goddamn me like 3 or 4 days. You can feel that porcupine, that real tree you can't even see it. And they stick up under your skin, man.
I
don't think
you
get off the piss. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I will piss on me, but I ain't going to put in me. I will piss on. If I got something fucked up on my arms, my legs, my face, I will put piss on me. I'm not going to drink no motherfucking piss. I don't give a fuck.
Everybody drank piss when they were little, man. Come on now. You know you don't scare me.
I ain't never
piss.
Drank no piss. what we call this shit? Redrunk? We call
you
that
shit redrunk. Up.
Nigga have a redrunk, nigga. Nigga, you was drunk. You ain't got no alcohol. You drink your piss, you gonna get drunk again because you was drunk when you drinking your piss type of shit.
Well, you think I stand a bottle to get it though?
Oh my God. Man, if y'all
hey,
get
but you
that
done pissed in the bottle going down the road and then
if y'all
and
don't
you got
get
that
off
muscle,
that
forgot
Rev
that motherfucker in it.
If y'all don't get off that Rev Ali shit, I hope he calls because he gonna ready. Oh my God. You done talked him up. I bet you getting ready to call. Nah, man. I don't know. Hey, if I'm in the middle of the desert and that's the only thing I got to drink, I gotta do it. But if I go piss in the toilet, I'm going to piss in the toilet. I ain't pissing in the cup and putting it in the refrigerator and let it get cold and then drink it. You got me fucked up. I'm just saying.
They paying I'm now, little cub. They paying, big cub. They paying if you drink the piss. They paying big dollars.
I'll make it seem like I pissed in something and I'll post some goddamn Hennessy in that bitch or something. Be like, all gone. Give me my check.
What y'all here?
I don't know, man.
Snoop Dogg on Def Jam, man. I know he's gonna pick y'all up now. Snoop Dogg got Def Jam backing him all the way.
Well, Scotty supposed to go and he gonna chill with him. He wanted me to go, but that's gonna be too much for me. If I leave tomorrow, I do some of the video tomorrow. I shoot the video Friday. Then they got this little show slash party on Saturday and some other shit on Sunday. I can't do it. I can't do it. I cannot. And Scotty was like, if you gonna go, you gonna go. If you ain't gonna go, you won't. I said, I don't know if I'm going or not. You'll be there. You know what I mean? So he's supposed to go. He gonna see Snoop. We supposed to go to Snoop's spot and all that. But I'm cool, man. I know how burned I'm gonna be after Friday. After I finish shooting that video, I'm the hot ass. I'm gonna be burnt. So I can't go Saturday, Sunday, you know. Then I have to fuss with my wife and shit. I gotta be here on Father's Day because he's making something special. I'm making something special. I'm making some gumbo. So I gotta be here Sunday. He bought too much motherfucking seafood for me not to be here, so I gotta be here Sunday to make this damn gumbo. Y'all gonna see.
You gonna make the gumbo?
Yep. Yep. I got so many shrimp and crib legs, and salted chicken, and oh my God, I'm gonna try to eat all this shit in like 2 days.
You know what's funny about gumbo is that what? Most people don't like it with okra in it, and the word gumbo means okra.
You know what? And I didn't want no okra in it, but I got some okra to put in.
It don't taste bad if you know how to cook. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. What is gumbo without okra? That's right. What is gumbo without okra?
I got some little, cause see, you know, I mean, if it's in gumbo, I eat it in gumbo, but I just wouldn't eat that shit. I wouldn't eat that shit out of gumbo.
Yeah, y'all had Texas gumbo, Louisiana gumbo, Mississippi gumbo, Arkansas gumbo. I ain't had no California gumbo.
No, this
but all of them got okra. All of it.
Oh yeah, this is Kazi Kimbo. You'll be like, what the fuck is Kazi Kimbo? You know what?
See, you know, I was raised in the country by broke people, probably sharecroppers too. So like with the stewed okra with the tomatoes and stuff, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like vegetables
that are seasoned.
Preach, sister. That's right. Sweet
pea, tell them again. Yeah, you can't just go inside a restaurant and get it and think it's going to taste good.
The thing about gumbo is the root. If you get the root right, then you got gumbosis, because that was my Father's Day present. So I got like bags of shrimp, big shrimp, crips. It's this bag of crips, like a motherfucker. And that's crabs if y'all don't know what that is. So I got a bag of crips. And man, I got sausage, chicken.
You got a bag of crib legs.
I got a bag of crib legs, nigga. There's a couple of them gonna be climbing out the pot. You know when you get them king crib, and the motherfucker be out the pot. Oh yeah, I want my shit to look like goulash.
So you still making gumbo?
Fuck yeah, nigga. I'm making that motherfucker as soon as I... Well, I might make it Saturday or Sunday morning, nigga.
Yeah, and I'm getting ready. Somebody trying to boil crabs and don't know what they doing and don't know the water pressure is boiling. That shit is like the funniest thing. I saw a video and this girl, she was running from the crabs, like in her mind they was chasing her. And I was like, all she had to do was wait till the water started boiling.
Hey, ain't no thing with no leg and ain't got no body on that motherfucker. Ain't chasing me. Nigga, you about to get fucking snapped in a minute.
Man, I'll be running from the roaches. I ain't worried about the mosquitoes and stuff you be talking about, but the roaches, man, I seen one the other day. It was so big, it looked like a goddamn butterfly almost. I almost had one day.
Nigga, I remember when I was out there in Texas, I seen some roaches. They look like skateboards. You just jump on their back and roll across the room type of shit. Yeah, man. But yeah, I'm on. I ain't made no gumbo in a while, but I told my wife, and so now like my sister-in-law, my wife, they got all the ingredients for me, so I'm gonna do exactly what I did when I don't know if y'all seen my dressing video on Thanksgiving.
Well, y'all talking about them roaches. The roaches and crab, they in the same family. Roach and crab in the same family.
Yeah, well, you gonna put some roaches in your soup?
Roaches and shrimp.
Hey, yeah, roaches and shrimp.
He gonna put some roaches in your soup.
Oh my god!
He was like, I want that soup. Oh no, escargot. I want that motherfucking roach soup. Like you gotta get that cereal. You open it and you think that's raisin bran, but it be roaches.
This nigga said. Eat roaches what? Is in the crab family.
They are.
Shrimp too.
Hey, shrimp.
Well, crawfish.
Okay.
Oh, man, look. Look.
That's why they call them mud bugs.
Hey, look. If a crab, you peel off if you got a fucked up sexual encounter. If a crab is running across my floor, I'm gonna eat his bitch ass. And some brandy with the strip. I will eat that.
Scorpion? What about scorpion? Scorpion and crab, same thing.
No.
Just like the pig and the rat. Pig and the rat, the same thing. They're the same family. Look it up.
I don't care.
Now we're talking about white people shit, okay? We're talking about the black people.
They're breaking the shit down to you.
No, nigga, I don't. Nigga, I'm gonna eat some bacon, nigga, but I ain't gonna eat no rat tail.
They were mixing the rats with the chicken wing. So the little chicken drumlets supposed to be rat. People eat rats think they eating chicken drumlets, but they actually eat rats.
They
didn't eat no.
See, you know what?
If you ever go to China and you see something on the menu called bowl,
you eat cactus.
It's called what?
It's called bowl, V-O-L-E. Don't eat it. It's rat.
I'm telling
you. V-O-L-E, bowl.
The only way I'm going to eat a rat is if it's life or death. I ain't getting ready to just order a rat. Be like, yeah, let me get some of that, bro.
Hey, let me get that rat burger right there, number 12.
Yeah,
nigga.
Let me get that. Yeah, you heard me. And the motherfucker give it to you, nigga, with the eyes and the head still on it.
Well, look here, Jack in the Box.
That's
where
the
kangaroo
Buddha at a Sonic's at them Temple Tree burgers, Buddha.
I was finna say, Jack in the Box was selling kangaroo meat. I ate it for a long time. Till they find out Jack in the Box was selling kangaroo meat.
If I see the motherfucker selling kangaroo meat, I'll stop eating it. But right now, you would eat it.
You know why? They got kangaroo jerky, elk jerky, alligator jerky. They got it in jerky, kangaroo.
I will fuck some alligator up. So that's all I'm talking about. I will fuck some alligator up. But
now that's in the taste like chicken family. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
a little bit. That's
bomber than chicken family.
Kangaroo tastes like deer.
Deer is okay.
Kangaroo tastes just like deer.
I'm going to eat cow, pig, chicken,
turkey.
Well, turkey, the turkey is in the buzzard family. Turkey ain't nothing but a buzzard.
I eat a buzzard pig.
Well, a buzzard eating some of my gun.
But wait a minute. But wait a minute. I'm going to say a pig is in the rat family. Now, if you see a rat.
Research.
You ain't. I don't care what family they in, nigga. I ain't getting ready to eat it. If it's a pig to kill and it's a rat to kill, first of all, the pig gonna be bigger, so I get a whole lot of just some pork chop. You know, some ham slices.
The pig and the rat got the same tail. The pig's nose is different.
You ate a rat
because the pig puts his nose in the dirt and they tear up the dirt and look for worms.
Did you ever eat a rat?
When I ate them drumlets, it was rats. We didn't know it was rats. They were drumlets. They said chicken drumlets were rats the whole thing. That man says rats.
He said, that's not chicken, that's rat.
Fucking rat, the guy's fucking chicken leg like shit.
Drummer, you know, the chicken drummer said that little guy, the chicken drummer got a little bone, it's real small. It got a long bone, it's real small. And the man said, the Chinese man said that was rats, it wasn't chicken drummer. He said, those is rats. He said, no chicken rats. We had already ate them.
Wait a minute, where was that?
Right.
Down there in Texas.
He was in Bong Hong, China.
At a Chinese restaurant.
I told you, you got to look at that menu good.
He said rats. Rodent. I said rodent. He said them rats. I thought they were chicken drum. That's why I don't eat chicken wings and shit no more. You can't give me no chicken wing. I don't even care if I see you cut the thing off the bird. I'm not going to eat.
Ooh, what was that?
Hey, that's that experience right there. He said, that's rats. And you said, you want more? He said, them rats. We want more. Them rats? We ordered a 50 pack. We ordered 50. We ate 50 rats. They're going to have some. We got a chicken dumpling, you know, the chicken niblets, still the little chicken niblets. Motherfucker eating rats like him, we ain't know. I said, God damn.
I threw the fuck up right then. I think I would have just threw up.
We had rats and octopus. They had a little mini octopus. Them taste good. The little mini octopus
I really don't fuck with it. It's cool, but I...
Yeah.
Rats, nigga, you ain't getting ready. I'm not going to eat
rats.
Sorry,
he said them rats. We went to a real Chinese restaurant. Not these old pour water and powder and he boil restaurants. We went to a real Chinese restaurant where the man delivered right there on the scene, right there where he got them, got the fire going. You sit right at the stove with why he cut it up.
So you watched your rat?
No, we ordered the niblets.
You watched the rats cook and then ate them.
No, we didn't know they were rats that we had already ordered. They were already done.
That's why
you could see them cooking. You could see them cooking from a distance.
Yeah,
but when they brought it to the table, we just eating like you be hungry, high, and drinking and shit. He's eating them giblets like motherfucker. Eating them motherfucker. Man, them motherfucker good. Nigga, man, move your hand. They told him, move your hand.
When the motherfuckers ain't chicken,
first of all,
beef, if the motherfuckers ain't shrimp, that's what I'm eating. I ain't getting ready.
Huh? For me to eat. Them motherfuckers ain't got enough meat on a rat leg.
Oh, hell.
I'm telling you, man. You, them rats, they grow rats. Now, you... They got them goddamn rats that be growing now.
Wait.
Not these little field mice. I'm talking about rats. Not no field mice. I'm talking about rats.
I know, nigga, but look, peep gang.
You can look at it.
So you got rats the size of chickens?
Hell yeah. Wood rats? Well, wood rat bigger than the goddamn house cat. The wood rat get a wood rat a fight of goddamn raccoon.
Well,
come down here, let me show you. Won't you come down here, let me show you one night.
Now, I really don't want to come down there now. Fuck that. I ain't going.
The cats and shit.
Hey, the wood rat climb up in the tree like a cat.
I'm gonna stay in the city part, nigga. I ain't going back there in the woods with y'all motherfuckers. Fuck that.
Man, there ain't nobody... They gonna be happy to see you, Scratch, when you come out here. They gonna be happy to see you.
They ain't gotta worry about me eating them though. You know what I'm saying? They gonna be like,
hey, we didn't know that's why I don't eat chicken like that no more. That's my main reason I don't eat chicken wings and all that type of shit. I don't do it no more. When that man told us it was rats, I said, man, we done ate the motherfucker never. Shit.
I am completely over it. I'm completely over it.
If I get Chinese, I always get vegetable and rice. I eat some Chinese right now. I'm just telling you, I don't eat no chicken wings, no chicken niblets, and shit like that because the man had fed us a 50-pack full of rats.
You
with soy
go
sauce
spot,
and barbecue sauce and honey mustard.
Go to another spot. Hey, yo, we got 25 seconds left on the True West. We gonna probably be in here them after hours because I gotta figure out what the fuck this motherfucker talking about with some rats. I ain't
chicken nibbler.
No rats.
Chicken nibbler. You know they nibbling.
Chicken nibbler. I don't know. We might be here Friday.
Nibbler.
We might not be here Friday. True West Radio. We have and we still in. Bye bye. Nigga, I'm not eating no motherfucking rat. I don't give a fuck.
Hell no.
You know, we got out. We just come in high. We was drunk. We went up there eating, talking loud. You know, you getting a red. No, a nigga had a microphone in their throat. They be talking loud, feeling good all in the red. We just laugh. Fuck up that fucking fuck the time. He brought that plate. He put it on the table. Man, that shit smell good. And it's like, woo. Hell yeah. Make it with them. Man, what are them? Chicken up? Yeah, I'm chicken nigga, man. We're fighting them up. Man, God damn. Give me some more of them motherfuckers.
Hey,
they were fighting over them motherfuckers.
Motherfucker
said, hey, he said, you. He said, come here, hey, you, come here. He said, hey, man, we want some more of that. He said, what you want? He said, you want rice roll? What you want? They want some of that chicken wing that you had. Talking about chicken wing? I want that chicken wing. Them rats, rodents. Rats. He said, yeah, rats. They're good, man. What the hell? I thought that was chicken. He said, do you want some more or not? I said, wait a minute, man, you done sold us a motherfucking rat? I'm going to calm down, booty, chill out. Nah, man, well, I don't eat chicken no more. I don't even fuck with it no more. You can't give me no wings and shit like that. Like me and Mr. Edward went to Buffalo Wings. Mr. Edward ate a 100-piece wing one time watching the game. I couldn't think about nothing but them rats from the email. I just didn't tell him, though. He tried to slide me the ball and everything. I said, nah, I don't really fuck with it. Cause I didn't want to mess up his appetite. Cause, you know, everybody was looking at us. He ordered 100 wings, and we said that only two niggas at Buffalo Wing here on 100 pack. We up there watching the game. We up there drinking big tall beer. Here, man, go eat, boo, get you some of the wings. He was just dipping. I said, no, I'm good, cuz.
I'm good. I'm going to tell you about that. Oh, my God. You order
100
wings?
He ain't tell you about it. He wrapped him up in a napkin and slid him in his pocket.
Oh, hell no. That was rip. I didn't want none. I didn't want none of that shit.
I want to feed my dog.
He took him and smashed him and was eating in the closet, huh?
He's eating for the dog.
Oh, you got
it. Where you at?
I'm taking these straps home for the dog.
He was
throwing
them out
to
the dog. All I seen was bones.
I got a big old dog right here, though. I think got the sauce on the side of his mouth and shit. Hey, so you eat. Hey. You eating the one got that little sauce right there and on the side of his mouth.
I just eat the flat.
No, man, hold on. Now, he tried to slide in the wing. That's
like,
all I ain't want,
like,
motherfucker.
He was like, I'm gonna eat the chicken wing. He'll just suck the sauce off.
I was gonna tell him, man. Last time I had some wing, nigga. The man, we were eating rats, didn't even know about it. I didn't want to spoil everybody's appetite in the building because they ordered looking at it. Once again, we sitting in the middle of Buffalo Wing. This nigga ordered 100-pack of wings with every kind of sauce they got. Mr. Everwar, he's, come on, man. Get y'all some, man. You eat one with the left hand, he go with the right hand. Eat one, he go with the left hand. Come on, man. Y'all going to get some of them. Man, no.
Hey,
he got a triple double cheeseburger.
They call it a Westbrook.
Yeah, I got
a
triple meat cheeseburger.
Triple double.
Yeah, triple double. Yeah, five pieces of meat.
He had a
five
triple
piece of meat, five
he had a
piece of cheese.
Double cheeseburger. When it's
yeah.
Lit,
yeah.
He got a chicken wing burger.
Triple double every night.
That motherfucker is wild, bro. That nigga said he got 100 wings and this nigga got a triple cheeseburger. Yeah, triple meat. That's me. They know it. When I come in there, they all know. Waterburger knows triple meat. Burger King know when I pull up triple meat.
Hey,
Sonic know when I pull up triple meat.
He messed me up.
I don't go to McDonald's no more because they say it's a baby feces.
I said, I want the same thing he got. I didn't know he got a triple meat burger. I had to take mine and put one off to it, take one off my damn burger and put it up with a little burger.
He's telling the truth.
He had three pounds. It was a pound and a half.
I ain't lying to you. I got a triple burger, and I told them motherfuckers, give me just how much it costs for just two more bread. So I could just make two burgers.
$1?
Yeah, I was trying to eat one of them big ass motherfuckers. I went up there and said, can I get two breads?
Hey, he was already done eating. I'm laying with my head on the table. I done took two bites out of mine. I'm laying with my head on the table. Buddha already done. That's a damn. You done? I got to take this one and take a piece of meat off and put it off in the tray.
Swallow that motherfucker. He didn't chew. He just swallowed it like a milkshake.
Buddha was like Mayweather. He said that was lightweight.
Hell yeah. I told that one, I can do one more with a milkshake.
That's what my nigga did. It's a place out here. I don't know if y'all got out there. It's called, what the fuck is that name of that? It's a chicken joint. The only thing they sell is chicken fingers.
Yeah, we got it down here.
This nigga fucking around my street twin. That motherfucker got up. We had a free coupon to where you get the whole little meal for free. But he wanted a sandwich too. My God, well here, get your meal, and he ordered a sandwich. Something went wrong. He wound up paying like 90 cents for the sandwich. Yeah, sandwich and some more fries. We get into the studio. I sit up here. I think I was vibing for about 10 minutes. I looked around. That nigga had ate all that shit.
Those kids are small, though. They be like they used to be when they first opened.
No, this shit was this. How you, wait a minute, you got two orders of fries because he had a sandwich, order fries, then he had the five fingers, some more fries with that good ass bread, and then he ate all that shit. Nigga, I'm telling you, I was doing some shit, I looked around, and that nigga was taking the last bite. I'm like, bro, you ate all that shit? I think I ate like a few fries or a finger and a half. I look around, this nigga done ate all this shit up. Damn. I just bomb. They just got out here, though. Right in time.
Hey, Marl, I told you, Scratch. I took two bites and Booty said to me, I'm ready when you are. I said, damn, Booty.
Yeah, yeah, that motherfucker. Yeah, bro. Man.
Well, y'all crazy.
I can wait as it is when, I don't know. I can say, I mean, I like shit that's good, but there ain't nothing that good to make me scarf it down that goddamn quick. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know if y'all got Tommy Burger out there. Y'all got Tommy Burger out there? What?
No, I ain't never heard of him.
Oh, my God. Now, see, I can fuck a Tommy Burger up like that. These motherfuckers, they sell hamburgers that got chili on it. All the hamburgers got chili unless you tell them you don't want the chili on it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I will fuck a hamburger up like that. Not no three meats. I can't do no. I can do two.
Now, this damn car, bro. Western store was mine. They ain't even got it out here except in Shreveport. That Carl Jr. was my lit.
Yeah. Well, Carl Jr., they call it
Hardy. It ain't the same.
Hardy.
Yeah,
yep.
It ain't the same.
And then we got In-N-Out. In and out, that's a whole different beast. I don't know if y'all got those out there.
I'm gonna tell you, the only place to stop me is Fuddruckers.
Fudd Ruckers, I can't triple meat and make me sit back for a minute, but I eat a triple meat Fudd Rucker burger. Fudd Rucker burger.
Man, I miss them. They just started selling chicken too.
Fudd Rucker burgers, they was extra. The bun was like bigger than a regular hamburger shit. Yeah, I eat triple meat on them too. It takes me a minute, but I just got to do a triple meat Fudd Rucker.
I don't know.
No fork, no knife. No fork, no knife. Straight hand. Straight hand to hand combat.
Nigga, I have to smoke a blood and a half. I had to smoke some weed to eat that motherfucker. On a three piece with a three meat? Oh, no, I'm cool. But I've been down y'all way trying to eat big ass steaks I knew I couldn't eat and all that shit. I ain't built for that shit no more.
I guarantee you, when you leave here, you're going to be wearing size 6 in the T-shirt. Fix that.
But
I'm
going to
fight this motherfucker.
I ain't fucking with y'all.
Everybody down here 4X, 3X in shirt.
Well, I'm already 3X, so I damn sure don't need to put another X on my shit.
5 and 6.
I'm good. Because, I went out there. I did that shit in Texas, and I did that shit in Oklahoma. I forgot the name of the spot. Trying to eat that big-ass steak. That shit wasn't cracking. I was like, I'm going to take this shit down. I got fucked up. I smoked some weed like a motherfucker. Some good weed. I was out there with Tone then. Tone always had good weed. So I'm out there, nigga, trying to get my munchie up. I went down there, nigga, and that steak took a nigga down, boy. Because if you eat it, you don't have to pay for it. But if you don't eat it, nigga, that shit's like $80. Oh, nigga. I can't do no three meat burger, nigga. I don't even think my mouth open that wide, my nigga. We got three meat burger. I don't think my shit gonna open that wide. You on some Scooby Doo shit, my nigga.
I told you, Buddha the king of that.
Mm-hmm.
He is the king.
I just couldn't get fool on a double meat no more. Just wouldn't get me to be mad in the motherfucker after eating double meat. Be mad. Just be mad. Like, God damn, no, this shit ain't right, man. If I eat a triple meat, I'll be okay.
Yeah, they had a... I forgot what place. They had like four meat. Like, that shit's just outrageous. You just bite into a whole fat meat.
Oh, Whataburger, they do four pieces of meat. Whataburger do four pieces.
Oh, yeah. No, I never seen them do that. Like, when I was at Whataburger. A nigga, a four meat? Nigga, how the fuck? Oh, nigga. Nigga just have to film a nigga eating a four meat burger. That shit'll go viral.
Get this money. Come get this money. I'm gonna ride the train down now. Get this money. Get it set up. Get the table set up.
That ain't gonna have his mouth open like Scooby Doo and go, ah.
No, he ain't. Hell, shit. That's what I'm going to have. You put a goddamn padlock with a fingerprint be on your refrigerator.
So my thing is, why get one four meat sandwich when you could just get two meat sandwiches?
Well, see, it's healthy eat one sandwich than a whole bunch of bread. See, a whole bunch of bread, that's where you get the breathing hard when you sit down. Nigga, hear you breathing while you're on the phone, but see, when you eat a sandwich all together, it's more healthier for you.
Oh, Lord. All right, we're going to find out, Buddha. I'm going to have to take you somewhere where I know they got some big old meat that they have to put a knife in the middle of that motherfucker in order for you to eat it.
It got to be well done, too. You know, I ain't from Philadelphia.
Yeah. Oh, no, we on some well done shit, nigga.
I don't like that pink meat shit. I can't.
Yeah, I didn't know people eat it like that. I thought it was just on TV.
Mm.
So I went to the East Coast. She went that shit rare. My cousin come down here. He goddamn cooked the chicken. Said, "Did a red put that foot out fucking that chicken blood was oozing out that motherfucker." Hold on, girl.
Yeah,
that's how we eat it down that way. Y'all don't eat, man. You in the South, man. That shit gonna be damn near smoking all the way through.
Nigga, these motherfuckers, because my wife be watching these cookie shows, and we be in there watching the cookie shows. And I remember it was one motherfucker, he went to one spot, and he said, "Yeah, we could show 5 minutes on this side. And 5 minutes on the other side. Now the burger's done."
Hey, how you doing, baby girl?
And the motherfucker bought the burger, and that shit was so pink in the middle. I'm like, "You dumbass, just put the burger, just get the raw meat and put it right there. You just got some motherfucking a little burn on both sides, nigga. The rest of it ain't even done." Oh no, I can't do that. I'm about to get sick thinking about that shit. Man, these motherfuckers letting us run for a minute. I think I got nigga all this talking about some burgers and food. I think I'm about to give me some food or something. I got to get ready to roll the fuck up in the morning. So, shit, I'm going to holler at y'all. Let y'all know, man. I'll call y'all, let y'all know if we're going to be, I'll be back in time for Friday. And, shit, thank y'all, man. I appreciate y'all, man, for having my back on this crew thing, man.
All right.
I like
y'all
that. Just wait until when I make this million, y'all going to have a check in the mail. Could be like, oh, shit.
You finna get it.
That's
I believe you finna get it, man. You finna get it. I'm telling you, I see it coming, Strat.
I know. I see it, too, man. I'm just trying to be... optimistic, is that the correct word? I know it's there and I know it's coming, but I'm not just.
Hey, look here. I got my first royalty check. Our music been selling overseas, man. And we dropped back in 94. And just got my first royalty check, man, off goddamn me. 2,500 sales of an old tape we did back in 94.
Oh yeah, they always, you know, the people overseas, you always gonna get money, you know, off of the overseas joint. So, you know, it's gonna get bigger, and then it's gonna crash and burn. You know what I'm saying?
I was so happy, man.
Mm-hmm. When you don't expect it. It's always good when you don't expect it. When you're sitting around, you're going, "Damn, man, I can't wait for my check to come." That's one thing, but when you just happen to look and you got a motherfucking check in the mail, oh, nigga, you be dancing like a motherfucker because you didn't even know what you was going to get that check.
That's right. My funds are running low, too, man. I said, the dude said, "Hey, man, that thing, your thing popping, man. Cash out." I said, "Yeah, boy." I just prayed to the Lord. I said, "I don't know what it is, mm-hmm. Lord. I just got enough." Because he milked and said, "Hey, man, your royalty just hit." The royalty said, "Man, I told you stuff was selling overseas. Y'all think I'm playing? I thought you were pushing, man. Y'all music selling overseas, man. Something to send your money right now."
That's the most beautiful thing in the world because I know when I did Crypto the Superdog, the first, that cartoon. And I remember the first check I got, I wasn't even expecting the motherfucker. One day I was just checking my account and looked at that motherfucker. It was like 12 racks in that motherfucker. I was like, "Hold the fuck on." I know. I think I had like probably about $120 in the motherfucker. So I was trying to see because I was trying to buy some shit. That motherfucker said 12,000. $300 and something fucking dollars. I was like, "Hold the fuck on." And I went and I looked at my account and the motherfucker said, ASCAP royalty, 12 racks. Oh, nigga, I was screaming like, man, I was screaming and dancing, and my son was going, "What's wrong, Dad?" I started crying, and I was like, "Look," and I clicked that motherfucker. That shit had 12 racks in there. I could not fucking believe it. So it gets big, it gets smaller. Whatever you do something overseas, if it move around the continent, they get bigger every time it moves somewhere else. It only die when it only be everywhere. It's just like royalties in the U.S. All your shit, your royalties be big, especially if they playing them on the radio and et cetera, et cetera. They get big. But, you know, after they get so big, it start dying down. So you could get 12 racks and they go down to 9 racks, and then it go down to 7 racks, 5 racks. And then the next thing you know, nigga, you only getting fucking $1.50. You know what I mean? But when you in there, and when you overseas and you go to, your shit go to other continent, they get big every time they move. So you getting paid from every continent. So if you go to China, and it was different with mine because the cartoon, it was just music on a cartoon.
Right.
You know, so that's, yeah, so that shit gets big. That shit,
I remember Crypto
big.
The dog. I remember Crypto.
Yep. That's my dog. That motherfucker got me a gang of cats. It was a Superman dog.
Right.
Yeah, Crypto was Superman dog, and they had all Crypto. He had a dude named Streaky. That was his homeboy, which was a cat. And then Batman dog. So everybody who was a superhero had a dog. Yeah, I thought it was beautiful, man.
Are you gonna bring Crypto back? You gonna bring him back to the scene?
Yeah, I wish I could. I didn't make the cartoon.
You just did the music.
Yeah, I did the music.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You know, every superhero got to have their theme music. So when you bring the music back, Crypto ought to be coming through the cloud.
Well, I hope so. I need that nigga to come back bad as a motherfucker. Yeah. So, and then I didn't have the main song, but it was just one of the main little riffs that I used to be on every episode. So every episode, my music played in every episode. So that's just royalties. That shit was just coming up. I was like, damn. I couldn't believe that shit. I really couldn't. I was like, fuck. And that motherfucker sent me that money, nigga. I almost jumped out the ceiling, man. So, yeah, keep that motherfucking, whatever y'all doing, try to get that shit overseas, because that was, you know, a whole lot of things when it come down to everything moved from east to west, believe it or not.
Michael. You all right?
Huh?
I'm listening to you. No, I was from my cousin out here in the row. I had to come out those. I'm listening to you, King Scrap. That was a blessing, man.
Everything go from the east to the west. That's the way it used to be back in the day. So, you ain't got to worry about your shit blowing up over here in the United States. The best shit blow up overseas, they be like, man, fuck y'all. But then if it blow up over there, it's going to blow up over here.
Yeah, that's what he told me. Get ready to start autographing some shit. He said, because they're going to want to autograph some shit here in a minute. He said, this next round.
Mm-hmm.
And send it to him. He's sitting over there and get that money.
Mm-hmm. Because it was a couple of people, man. They were so white. The motherfuckers, they had like 200,000 copies of their song printed up. And they went overseas, And all the motherfuckers overseas love that shit. So they had like 2 or 3 million backwaters. They went over there and they had the most raggediest song that I ever heard in my life. They were like, oh yeah, they going overseas. I'm like, oh my God, they going to get fucking chopped and screwed. They go over there with that bullshit. Them motherfuckers had 200,000 copies and sold all the motherfuckers out and had like 3 million backwaters. And they were still selling, but it was the wackest. I cannot remember what the fuck the song that was. I didn't do it. I wish I did. But it was the most raggedy song I ever heard in my entire life. And them motherfuckers sold. When I stopped even talking to them, but I made my money off of them. I didn't do no tracks, but I kind of gave them some directions, so I made some money off of them. But the last time I heard from them, they made like $5 million in about 3 months. I'm like, I'm going to start doing whack-ass songs. And it was 3 of the niggas then. 2 of the niggas, they still live in Japan. They went to Japan. 2 of them niggas I know still live in Japan. They got their money and moved to Japan. They never came back. All right. Well, man, I'm going to do a talk. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the thing about it is that's where we all got to aim. We got to aim for overseas and let everybody over here catch up on what we doing. You know what I'm saying? We can make it over there. These motherfuckers over here figure it out. It's just scary being over there. You know what I'm saying? We have to go in there in a boat. We have to be about, nigga, about 20 deep. That's what I would think. Because we go over there, well, they going to have to kill all 20 of us. I ain't going nowhere when I can't call a homie and be like, hey nigga, I'm over here in Japan, nigga, on Woo Woo Street. I need some help. All right, I'll be there in a minute. There ain't none of that. Nigga, you over there like in the mercy of whatever the fuck you at. You know what I mean? It's just like anywhere, like niggas. Niggas come to L.A. and think that they could just live in L.A., and that shit don't work like that. So just imagine us outside our motherfucking whole country, and these motherfuckers trying to fuck us up, and we can't do shit but go, let's try to
survive.
Can't even
know how to get to the airport. Don't even know how to get back to the airport.
Where the fuck is, where the counseling? Where the, you know what I'm saying? Where the embassy at? Where the U.S. embassy?
Yeah.
Man, you just out there running around trying to something? Uh-uh. Nope. But them niggas did it. Them motherfuckers out there, they got motherfucking kids and everything else. Them niggas did
well,
not come
back. Well, I got
to
salute as it is. Remember, as it is, remember a old girl from New Orleans, you know, she went by herself to goddamn South Africa, made it back, Australia by herself. She didn't know nobody. She just went off goddamn me. Communication off Facebook and what was the other one before Facebook? MySpace and shit like that.
Yep.
She meet motherfuckers and she be gone over there and come back. Poland,
well,
she went over there rapping, came back.
Well, no offense. The only woman over there is Sweetie. Well, pussy got a lot of power. The motherfuckers, they can give a little pussy up.
Yep. She ain't going though. She on that tough man shit. She ain't going.
She's Tommy.
She Tommy with it. She a sexy butterfly, but she Tommy. She ain't going.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know what she's a Hare Krishna, so you got to know that goddamn me Sanskrit.
Well, not saying that you got to go out there and be a hoe, but the twist is, nigga, my little brother moved to Africa that nigga moved to Africa. I was like, what? My son was like, hey, you know, Nigel, that's my little brother. He moved to Africa. What? He said he moved to Africa because of some. He didn't want to get the. He thought that America's gonna make him get that shot. You know what I'm saying? So he moved to Africa. I was like, he's a goddamn liar. He moved to Africa because it was some woman over there saying, come over here to Africa. You will live good.
Yeah.
But the nigga moved to Africa. It ain't no way on God's green planet that I move to Africa.
I'm going, cuz.
I got you up in Nigeria, and then your boy Isaac. He got Uganda.
That's the road they get a trust. That nigga have your ass in a hut, nigga.
I got some people in Nigeria, though. I'm good in Nigeria. I know I'm good in Nigeria.
I'm not. I ain't going, and I ain't living. Nigga, it's going to be hard for y'all to pry me out of Cali. Not unless I just got the vomit.
Well, see, Nigeria done changed. You got to remember Nigeria and Liberia. They westernized all the way to the sea now. They got everything we got over here is over there, damn.
Okay,
get some roads and dirt.
Where they always kidnap the folks at, Buddha?
Nigeria.
They
kidnap a motherfucker everywhere.
Nigeria.
And then as soon as you say something, you're going to be like, you American.
Well,
they're going
to
feel like
you
gotta
got to go to
money.
The right parts. I'm going to Lagos. Lagos is all westernized.
Y'all motherfuckers.
My Lagos right here. I ain't played with Lagos since
same
I was
thing, South Africa. South Africa all westernized.
I'm not going. It's so, nigga. I'll visit y'all down in Texas and wherever the fuck y'all at, but I ain't moving down that motherfucker. Too many bugs, too many goddamn shits. I ain't worried about the niggas.
Let me show how friendly it is. The gang over there in South America, they the dangerous gang, but guess the name of their gang is in South America.
What?
NWA.
The Americans, that's the name of the biggest gang in South America, are the Americans.
I'm not.
And they talking just like us. They dressing just like us. They got them doing everything just like us.
I got the Serbians, nigga.
The only thing they do is shooting cops and shit over there, though. They killing cops. They kill anybody that move.
I got Serbians like that, and they in Russia. Them motherfuckers got L.A. everything on. They ain't never seen the United States in their fucking life.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I posted on Facebook today, Scrat. I said that thing that EZ made with that Jerry Curl and the L.A. Raiders had. I said he made it cool to be, and everybody from the other side of the Mississippi River ain't never been out west. Somebody they from L.A.
Yep. Hey, the motherfucker from Serbia. It's on my YouTube. It's called West Coasting. And my boy Lemmy, he got a big ass Los Angeles tatted on his fucking back, and he live in fucking Russia. He got Los Angeles tatted on his back, and he live in Russia. Ain't never been here in his fucking life. Oh, like, wow, for real?
Man, they selling real estate over there, man. Nice houses over there in Africa, man. Come on now. Nice houses. The whole thing is the roads is dirt. But the houses, man, mansions.
I ain't going.
For the low, you can get you a three-four-story mansion, $15,000.
Because,
you know, they got that money just like our money, especially in Nigeria.
Well, you have a good time, because my whole thing is, if I can't call my niggas, now we all went, and I got a whole lot of other homies went, and we got up, everybody got each other back, it might be something that could be half-ass considered. But, nigga, I'm not going out there with them motherfuckers, and I can't negotiate my way up out of a motherfucking thing. and niggas showing up at my door talking about I need my motherfucking money for the month when I'm trying to pay for my goddamn house. I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. Anywhere in this United States except for New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine, I got some niggas in every fucking state. So if something go fucking wrong, I can call them niggas and be like, hey, look, I'm over here. This shit ain't looking right. They gonna come. You can't call nobody in Africa. You can't call nobody in Africa unless them motherfuckers give you some kind of green light. I have niggas coming out the jungle if I knew that.
Chris, they know you over there, man. Wait till you go over there. They're gonna be at the airport ready for you to come.
But I would tell you.
So you remember you said we were going after about 3 years ago. You said we going to the United Nations.
What?
We were going to do something else, you said.
Every time I look and see something fucked up over there, maybe not want to go no more. I'm like, damn, these niggas, they gangsters. They over there gangstering, motherfucker. And then on top of that, believe it or not, them motherfuckers do not like us black Americans over here. Them motherfuckers don't
like
us.
Americans in the world overseas. But they love us when we get over there.
The motherfuckers over there in Africa really hate us. They feel like that we more privileged as black people than they are. So them motherfuckers don't like us. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers will rob your ass. What you going to do, call the police?
Yeah, you're right. They said if you do the police, it takes them some time a week to get where you at. Then they ask you questions what happened. So they're talking about one time it took them about 3 weeks on a murder. They finally got over there to investigate. And the man had been murdered about 3 weeks ago. They just not getting over there trying to figure out who did what.
I ain't go be able to do it. I'm not fucking around over there. If I went over there, it's just to move right around the city where everything is seen.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about anyway. I ain't going all out, you know.
Yeah, I ain't going in no back roads and... Nigga, let me go see some giraffe type of shit. I'm not doing none of that.
Hey, so my partner, he was showing me at the club. They were at the club. He was showing me how they'd be in the club drinking beer. They were drinking Budweiser's and Red Stripe. He showed me in the club. He face checked me in the club and now showed me. Then he showed me the other day they were on the beach walking. Them girls were drinking them drinks and sitting down. They were playing cards, domino. You hear the music in the background, see a little motherfucker on the little motorcycles and shit riding through. So, yeah, this is how we do it down here. Come on, man.
I ain't going.
Hey, that bitch took him and came to Dallas twice. He's been to Dallas. He said he's been to Houston. He's been to New York.
I come to Dallas like a motherfucker. I ain't going.
I'm talking about the Nigerian. They be coming to America, then they go back over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, they come over here and be low-key safe because they got people that's getting ready to really take care of them. You go over there, you don't know who the fuck going to take care of you. Not unless I got, like, some Nigerian motherfucking brothers that I've been knowing for a while. And when we cool, and he be like, you come over here to Nigeria, and we'll take care of you. Okay. I believe y'all because I know y'all. I went to Belize with some of my Belizean homeboys because I trust them. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to Africa. Nigga, that's almost like, I'm telling you. Nigga, Dominican Republic, all that shit. Nigga, that shit ain't fucking safe, bro. That shit is not safe. I don't give a fuck how many. If you been out there, everybody kind of know you. You good. But when you new and you go out there, it's easy for you to get caught up in some shit, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's the way I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I can't call nobody. I can't even call the police, nigga. Uh-uh. Y'all have at that. Now, see, we rich as fuck. They going to take care of us because we ain't even ready to be nowhere. You know what I'm saying? They going to try to protect us because we giving them money. But me as me right now, I ain't going. You know, you remember back in the days, Buddha, when even when we was on We Talk Radio, no,
Kia D.
It was even
Kia.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember the dudes from, was they from Nigeria?
Yeah,
they used to call the show.
Yeah, man, they finna. That's what I'm talking about.
They used to be like, come down here, everything
they still down
here. Mm-hmm, I know.
I'm friends with them on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I used to talk to them all the time. I just haven't talked to them in a while, but I wouldn't. I don't know, bro. I can't see it.
He sent me some pictures with a Polaroid picture. They sent me some Polaroid pictures of all of them down there. His little crew back, that was back when we were on that old radio. He had mailed me from over there.
Yeah, I remember. Because it used to be like 3 in the morning or something over there, 4 in the morning.
Right.
And they used to call.
It was winter time over there. It was summertime over here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I try to stay open to anything that's going to be positive for what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
I'm saying right now, I'm not trying to go, but that don't mean that I ain't going to change my mind. My nigga Judah Priest from the Woo, he went over there. He said everything was cool, but see, it's just who you going over there with.
Right.
You go over there with the Shady Nation, nigga, and then you be fucked in the game. But you could go over there with some good cats that's really gonna, you know, look out for you and show you a good time and all that. It's just like anything. If y'all came out here to Cali, nigga, I'm getting ready to start to show y'all the best time. So when y'all go back, you're going to be like, oh, that's the one. I'm going to take you to the places where you need to go to where you know there ain't going to be no friction or nothing like that. I wouldn't take you to the hood, nigga. Take you up in the
goddamn, I feel.
You know what I mean? So if y'all come down here, nigga, we ain't doing nothing but having a good time. We ain't going to have to worry about nothing. The only thing we have to worry about is police, depending on what the fuck we do. But when it comes down, I'm not going to take you. I would never take you to nowhere that you going to feel like you know, in danger or something like that.
Right.
You know, them motherfuckers down there, that you don't know. If you just meeting motherfuckers online and you fuck around and decide to go to Africa, you don't know them motherfuckers. They going to try to take care of you, but goddamn it, you might get caught in a twist like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
and you
would
come to work
down in the jungle, man. Take Buddha down into the jungle, man.
God.
So what? I said take Buddha down into the jungle.
Yeah, in the diamond mine, working in diamond mine and shit.
No, I'm talking about the jungle down in L.A.
Oh,
in the jungle.
I'm not going in that motherfucker, so.
Hell, you're in your 49er hat.
I'm not going in that motherfucker. The jungle, I don't know if y'all remember Training Day?
Yeah, that's where that's at.
That's the jungle where Denzel was at when all them motherfucking bloods was around him.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Was that called Jordan Down?
No, that's the jungle.
Okay.
The jungle is on the west side. The Jordan Down, Nicholson Garden. Imperial Court, all that shit is on the east side. Because you know what? If motherfuckers on the east side, they've never been on the west side. It's west side niggas who said, I'm not going on the east side. And the only thing that separates the west side and the east side is a fucking freeway. The 110 freeway separates the west side from the east side. And the west side niggas want...
Yeah, my uncle had us driving all the way around. He said, I'm on the west side now. He was over in Hawthorne, and we was over there. We was in a Torrance, and we was going to go pick him up. And he talking about, over, I'm on the west side. We said, the west side of what? That show kept jumping in car, moving around. I said, Uncle, well, we just ain't going to see you, man. I'm not driving all the way around this goddamn L.A. like this.
The west side.
Said, my mom was talking to him on the phone. She's like, well, brother, I'll see you when I see you because you keep moving around, won't sit still.
The west side, it's a freeway called the 110 freeway.
Mm-hmm.
On the west side of the 110, that's the west side. On the east side of the 110, that's the east side. And motherfuckers, I know people in my hood that won't go to the west side at all. And I got people from the west side that say, I will never go to the east side. They won't cross over that freeway. They will not go to the east side. Because the east side, the west side is more, you got, the west side of the 110 is more, they shit is more, I mean, hell, it's still ghetto, but you got more west side than you got east side. So east side is small. So when you go over on the east side, that shit is more compact. And it's more gang motherfuckers over there on the east side than the west side. You got motherfucking gang niggas on the west side, but it's so stressed out that, you know, it's different. But when you go on the east side, that shit is compact. So you got the Crips, the Bloods, the SAs, everything right there, compact. So you don't know what the fuck is getting ready to happen. And then when you go to the east side, then you go south, then you run into Watts, Compton, and all that shit. So they don't want to fuck around nowhere in that damn vicinity. But the west side go a long ways. West side go, like you say, Hawthorne, Inglewood, West L.A. That shit go all the way. West side is big as fuck. So everybody has this hat. It's almost like if we had a two-bedroom apartment and 12 of us live in there, it's getting ready to be some conflict. So you don't want to bring your motherfucking ass in that 12, that two-bedroom complex with a apartment with 12 niggas already in there. Because a 13 nigga really makes it bad. So that's the way it is. The east side is so compact with so many different gangs that motherfuckers don't even want to go to the west side. I mean, to the east side. They're like, I'm not going over there. Fuck that.
And see, my ass was out there. I didn't even know what was what, you know. Then I got my partners, you know, that's out there in Venice. And then I got some partners out there that was over in Culver City. And, you know, they were
all west side.
You over here on this side and you with this and this and that. Then I got my partner from out this way. He in Inglewood, and he's like, oh, man,
that's,
you know, I'm like, shit, man. I'm like, well, shit, man, y'all got to tell me that. I said, I know I got a cousin that stay over in Baldwin Hills is all I know.
That's west side.
My sister stay right there in Del Amo. She stayed right there on Del Amo in Anza right there. She stayed on Anza, I think. Then Anza and Del Amo right there in Torrance. And like I say, you go all the way on up, and then you were on, I think, up the block, you're on Crenshaw and shit, all kind of shit. And I'm taking the back roads. She like, take the back roads to get to wherever you need to go. So I'm like, you know, I took PCH one time and went all the way on up, and then I was like, well, shit, I'm going to take the back roads, like you said. And I got on the 110 and what they call it, and I was, you know, riding my way around, trying to find my way around. But I was like, shit, I don't know all this shit. Man, you just can't be all wandering around like that. I said, man, I don't bang, so hell, shit, I'm gonna pull up wherever I pull up. Yeah.
You got the west side of L.A. is way bigger. They call it South Central, but the east side is really South Central because it's south of Central. The Central is downtown. that's the central of LA. So everything basically, South Central is on the east side. But actually, they said that the west side is South Central, but it's South Central of Los Angeles. So you got the central of Los Angeles and South of Central, where all this shit is on the east side.
So I'm like, fuck it, I'm going up there. I think with Hawthorne going up there to the Rhodium swap meet. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm finna go here and go fuck around over there. And then I was like, well, shit, man, I'm trying to learn all my way around this motherfucker. But I was in every hood I could be in. I ain't give a damn. I was just like, damn, they go, what you call it? They go Crenshaw. They go, what you call it? They go this and that. And you got to just read the signs. They say Hawthorne. They say Gardena and all the different signs I see. I'm like, okay. I'm working my way around with shit.
Well, you know, the thing about it is people know when you man or they know when you woman. You know what I'm saying? So you get out. As long as you be your motherfucking self, nobody never trip on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, when you got all these flaky-ass niggas in the core and they jump out, them motherfuckers going to be like, yep, we getting ready to fuck them up. So it's a difference, man. It ain't all bad, but like I say, it's like the niggas on the west side, it's rarely that they go on the east side. They're like, I'm not going. And, you know, I got some niggas on the east side that probably ain't ever been on the west side unless they really had to. That shit is crazy, man. But
That's what I say. Y'all grew up in there, so y'all had to, I was just out there when I was last out there in 09, because I drove all the way out to the Vegas. Matter of fact, in that Mayweather Marquez fight. But, yeah, I was out there. My sister leave me the car, and I'm like, I'm finna go here. I'm finna mob out. I'm finna go here. And I was like, yeah, just take the back roads. So I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm going to take the back roads. And I go drop her off at the Los Angeles Air Force Base, drop her off in the morning, and then I move around the city. I'm like, I'm finna go here. I'm finna go there. I'm finna go, they got Del Amo Mall and all over the place. I'm like, man, I see this restaurant. I'm pulling up here. Go here, get your car washed. Go here. I was in every hood.
The whole thing about it is just how you carry yourself when you're around all that shit. Because if you carry yourself like a bitch, you get ready to get treated like one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why, you know, when it came down to us, I'm everywhere, nigga, in L.A. I couldn't live down there right now. Because this shit is too fucking hectic. That shit is hectic. When I went down there to my nigga funeral, I was like, God damn. Shit just, everything is different. It's almost like if you ever sold dope and you sold dope in one area, and then you go back to that area and try to sell dope again, it ain't going to be the same. You know, so that's the way it is out there. It's, everything is like way different. Your conduct, it ain't like when you was young and all your homies was around, or even people that you knew was around, they all old and ain't there no more. So you got all these young niggas who don't even know who the fuck you are.
You are, right.
And they kind of want to test you and shit like that. I'm like, man, I ain't got time for that, bro. That's probably why God put me up here in the desert. I about to be sweating my motherfucking ass off, but
yeah,
I'm more safe than
that, man. Yeah, you in a good spot. It's a long ass drive, but you in a good ass spot. I like, God damn, my sister like, I like, damn, y'all got me driving like a motherfucker. When we gonna get to God damn it, Las Vegas? When am I gonna see Vegas? I'm driving this hot ass desert, man. I'm driving and driving, and she like, oh, we'll be there just soon. Cause see, we done flew before, but me and my friends, we done drove before and took turn driving. And I'm like, well, shit, you got me driving this motherfucker all the way out this motherfucker. Then you got to drive back and shit, man. I'm like, yeah, damn. Because I was the tour guide driving all the way around L.A. Like, okay, we're going here. All right, we're going downtown to the LeBron James or what you call it, the Kodak Theater. Then we get on the bus and go up there to Beverly Hills on the tour. And then we're going down there, sit up there downtown to the Staples Center, and got me driving down to Santa Monica Pier. And I was like, shit, man, y'all done burnt me out.
All that shit that you talk.
It ain't like down here. You in the next city in 5 minutes. L.A. spread out.
All that shit you talking about, I got to do all that shit Friday. I got to go Santa Monica, Melrose, Hollywood Sign, Staples Center. I got to do all that shit Friday.
Oh, boy, you're going to be tired out.
I hope not. Well, we're going to try to get down there about 7 in the morning and get started. So hopefully, because, you know, I want to get this whole video done by 1 o'clock because the Vegas traffic, that start kicking in. So if I get that shit done by 1 o'clock, I just sleep all the way home. So that's what we going to all them spots you was just talking about. We got to go to Melrose, Hollywood Walk. Oh, man, this shit's going to be wild. But see, the thing about it is I'm gonna be taking snapshots and little videos to where y'all can see where we at. Then I'm going to put a location so all my niggas out there in L.A., I want the gangbangers to come, but I'm just gonna hit the location button. Man, I know exactly where we at, cause we getting ready. We gonna go to that SoFi, like I say. We going to that stadium. We gonna go to Dodger Stadium. You know, baseball. We getting ready to be moving around like a motherfucker. So I said we need to do 10, 15 minutes and roll. 10, 15 minutes and roll. But I'm going to have I got this little beaker so to where if y'all want to see what we doing, I'm gonna have it to where I'm going to have it on probably TrueWestEAT.com to where you will see where the hell we at and y'all can watch what we doing at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to really be tight. Yeah, it's gonna be tight. I never did it before, but I was just testing the shit out with my camera, cause my camera is linked to my phone. So
you gonna let us put it on the zone?
Yeah, I can put it on the zone.
Heard it already, man. This is gonna be
so tight. So I start tomorrow, and so whatever I do tomorrow, I'll call y'all and let y'all know. You know, go here and look and see if you can see what we're doing live.
You gonna put it on YouTube?
Nah, I wasn't planning on putting it on YouTube. It's just gonna be a live stream, probably on TrueWestEAT.com. It's probably gonna be there.
You gonna email us the footage to put on the show?
I'm thinking. Y'all gonna see everything that I'm filming in the camera.
Are you gonna be live streaming on Facebook?
I don't think I'm gonna put it on Facebook. I think it's gonna be on TrueWestEAT.com.
Oh, okay, okay. Send me the link.
Yeah, I'll send you the link. I'm trying to.
Okay.
I got them linked up. So whenever I press that camera, when I press record on the camera, y'all be able to see everything I'm doing.
Okay.
Let him get his rest, man, so he be ready.
Okay. All right, man. I love y'all, man. I'll get with y'all next episode.
Oh, yeah, man. Y'all
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Hit me up. I'll get with y'all.
I'm gonna tell you how this. If I get back Friday too late, we're gonna have a show on Saturday.
Okay.
On the holiday shit because I'm gonna be trying to cook some gumbo in the morning. Okay,
so man, y'all just enjoy y'all weekend, man. Happy Father's Day to y'all, man. And we'll get up on.
If we don't get down on Friday, we'll get down Saturday. We're at True West on Saturday, and then I'll make sure y'all see everything that we did, because I got some crazy ass ideas. And as long as these niggas want to do it, we can get around to it. Especially if I get on that 50-yard line at SoCal Stadium. If I get on the 50-yard line, I'm getting ready to. I'm gonna broadcast that shit live. I want to be in the middle with that motherfucker. The 50-yard, with my nigga rapping on the 50-yard line. Oh, that shit is gonna be hard. I just can't wear my San Francisco damn gear. It's all good. All right, man. Love y'all. We get together.
All right, love you too, because.
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay.